What is the Swedish version of the weatherman?
The Swedish version of the weather? I don't know. No, it's got to, I will give you negative credit if you... Okay. So what is the explanandum of the general theory? Well, I've said it's the overall trajectory of history across ethics. Now that means two things. You have to specify two things in order to make clear what it is you're trying to explain. First of all, you have to explain what you mean by an epic. What are the dividing points in the overall history of human civilization from its earliest beginnings to the present? You need epics. And you need a concept of trajectory. What it means to organize epics in some kind of sequence. Cohen proposes that the theory of history really has three broad stages that have actually occurred, three broad epochs, and a fourth that is predicted by the theory. So he argues that historical materialism is really a theory of history in which all of human history is divided into four epochs. Three that have occurred and one that is predicted. He labels these pre-class society, pre-capitalist class society, capitalist society, and post-capitalist non-class society. So there are four epochs. The labels he uses are not the standard ones that are used in the Marxist tradition. So Marxism has often used terms like feudalism and slavery, or in some renditions, the Asiatic mode of production is sometimes used as a designation of an epic, or of a type of mode of production. What Cohen argues is that there's a there's an incorrect shift in levels of, he doesn't use this term, but shift of levels of abstraction in those labels. Slavery, feudalism, tributary systems like the Asiatic mode of production, these are all variations in pre-capitalist class societies. They're different forms that that epoch can take. And that historical materialism does not have a general theory about which of those you get. And they have no ordering. They just happen to be what they are, depending upon specific historical context. What historical materialism says, it locates all of that variation within this broad pre-capitalist class society period of human civilization and differentiates it from an earlier epoch of pre-class society and a subsequent epoch of capitalist society. I think Cohen is basically right about that. I think this is a case where there's a lack of a certain kind of conceptual precision in a lot of Marxist writing, and that they didn't properly specify what the relevant epochs were in a logic of overall trajectory of human history, and incorrectly identified them too closely with one particular sequence that had occurred in one particular time and place. So feudalism in the form that it occurred in Europe is quite special to Europe. But there are plenty of other kinds of pre-capitalist class societies that have kind of feudal characters and kind of not. They have other attributes. And Cohen says the proper way of thinking about this is that these are all in this intermediate epoch between pre-class societies and capitalism. So there are four epochs. This means that we have only two transitions that have occurred historically to study. You know, we have this is a limited number of possibilities. We can study the transition from pre-class society to pre-capitalist class society. That's one transition between epochs. And we can study the transition from pre-capitalist class society to capitalist society. Those are the two transitions. If you have a theory which can encompass both of those transitions and the first three epochs, then you have a general theory of history up to the present. To extend that to a general theory that encompasses the full trajectory, you also need a theory of the transition from capitalism to post-capitalist non-class society. You need that additional transition theory. The general theory of history attempts to do all of that, to provide the concepts needed to give an abstract account of how you would go from pre-class society to pre-capitalist class society and what the transition would look like, and how you move from pre-capitalist class society to capitalism and what that transition would look like, and predictively, what the transition out of capitalism would look like. Is this a possible object of theory? Well, there's a variety of ways that, you know, you could investigate this and criticize it. You could criticize the description of epochs, right? So you could say, yes, we could have an overall theory of history, but this isn't the right description of what it is we're trying to explain, that these aren't real epochs. You could make such an argument.